This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Centers for Disease Control says almost 40% of American adults have now gotten at least one shot of a vaccine. And as more of us get vaccinated, more companies that have been mostly or entirely remote for much of the last year are starting to think things over, whether and when and how often they want people back in the office. Amazon and Google both said this week they do plan to require most employees to come back at least some of the time by this fall. Amazon said, in fact, that an office-centric culture is its baseline. But what if you don't want to go back? Marketplace's Samantha Fields looked into the flexibility right now about being flexible about work.
Lisa Friedenlund works at the Society for Human Resource Management. And over the last month or so, she's been getting a lot of calls from people at different companies asking the same question.
What do I tell employees when we want them to come back and they don't want to because they feel comfortable working from home?
In the old days, Friedenlund says, it was easy and common for employers to shoot down work from home requests without much explanation.
Now, because the world has literally demonstrated the ability to do so, it is going to really be on the employer to demonstrate why not.
For a lot of companies, there are reasons not to go fully remote forever, says Daniel Zhao, an economist at Glassdoor.
There is a lot of value in having people co-located where they can talk to each other and have these spontaneous conversations. That actually drives a lot of innovation, that drives deeper connections between employees.
But a lot of times, that can happen when people are only in the office sometimes, says Nicholas Bloom, an economics professor at Stanford University. And that seems to be the direction a lot of companies and organizations are heading in.
The huge majority of companies, so I've talked to probably 100, 200 by now, are saying pretty much the same thing, which is some days in the office and some days at home is the future of work.
And that also seems to be what most employees who have been lucky enough to be able to work from home in the last year want, which means, Bloom says,
if any firms out there are thinking about calling people back into the office 5 days a week, they have to be aware they're going to face much higher quit rates.
Because, he says, there will be plenty of other companies out there that will be flexible. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.